Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With conditions at Azteca Stadium unplayable, they've moved the game on Monday Night Football back to L.A. I don't have a problem with that.
I don't have a problem with it, but I do. I did kind of think of this today, and I really believe it. If there was any two other teams playing in that game on Monday night, I think that the NFL pushes
they would have left
to
there.
Keep it there because they've spent so much money to set this thing up in Mexico City. I think they fell under the pressure of, this is our biggest game of the year. This is the game everybody wants to watch, is this Ram Chief game, and we don't want to get embarrassed by having those two teams on that field and let the talk be the field and not the teams. I think they fell under some pressure.
So do you think the Chiefs are upset at all that they have to play that game in Los Angeles now?
Well, upset? I mean, it was supposed to be a Ram home game anyway.
Right.
You know, they were kind of getting a...
Did you think they had a better shot in a neutral field like Mexico City, despite the conditions? Do you think they had a better shot at a neutral field than playing them at the Coliseum? Because I think they're at a disadvantage at the Coliseum. Although the weather's perfect, so the game, if you ask me, is just in a perfect conditions. It's like playing at nighttime in Southern California at that game. It's going to be 55, 60 degrees. Am I wrong? At night, it's going to be. Am I wrong? What is it? Look at tonight. What is it in Los Angeles right now? 70 degrees at night.
Yeah, I don't think they're at a major disadvantage playing there. I know the Rams get a better crowd than the Chargers, obviously, but still, it's not like LA is packing the stands and they're going crazy and wild and just having a home field advantage like
they
that.
They are at Rams games.
Not as much. We talked about when the Packers were there and the Packers were buying out the stadium. It's not like you can't get in there. And plus, in this case, it's a situation where they didn't have these tickets sold already. So whether they're hitting the open market, whether it's going to be a lot of first responders they're giving it to, this isn't a situation where you got diehard Rams fans having this game circled on their calendar for months ready to go. There might not be a lot of them there. There might be a lot on the secondary market bought out by, Chiefs fans or other random people just going to the game. And I think this is a lot better for them playing on this field that's not all ripped up and torn up, where you're going to get guys possibly hurt, keep players maybe out for the rest of the season if they play on that one in Mexico City. You don't have the high altitude anymore. I think it's much better for them to be in L.A. than it would have been in Mexico City.
So, it's 59 and clear tonight.
See, 60 degrees, I told you. Like, that's what it'll be like for the football game. So what do you think of this guy, Raul Berrios, who is in charge, basically, of the field's condition at Azteca, Estadio Azteca, in Mexico City? He said that not in my worst nightmares did I think this would happen. To have an event of this magnitude moved, it's something I didn't think that we'd be going through right now. The installation was inadequate and done by people who had no idea how to treat the field's subsoil. The NFL tests the field in order to determine the grass resists to being pulled out. Having that is key in football because if you're at the line of scrimmage, it's a big risk for injury if the grass has no resistance. So that's where the fear lies. How embarrassing do you think it is for the people in Mexico City that they lost this event?
It's horrible for them. I'm sure it's a lot of people were obviously looking forward to this, the NFL fans down there. I'm trying to remember the last couple years the Raiders played there, right?
Yeah.
I think they played New England last year and maybe Houston. So I don't remember this
being
a problem when the Raiders played there the last couple years. Did they just schedule too many events around it, I guess? I mean,
I don't know exactly. So what happened was Cruz Azul, the Liga MX soccer club that shares the stadium with Club America, played a tournament game on the field last Saturday in poor conditions.
And a concert, too.
And then there was a concert. And then the Cruz were seen installing sod today at the stadium, but it's too late.
Like I said, at this point, I honestly think if it was two other teams or a different game, I think they would have stayed there.
So the
I think there was pressure from the players.
Right.
You heard today that the players also said they weren't going to play if the game was there. I think once that pressure started ramping up, they had to get out of there. I think if somebody else is playing, they're playing that game there Monday night.
I think the The concerts are what really ruin the field.
Right, they're building those stage on there. You got these guys moving these stages that don't really care about the condition of the field. They're not, you know, tuned to fixing it
they
right.
They could care less about the NFL. They're right. They're a concert crew. They're in and out.
No, like, I agree with Carver High because if it was, let's say this was the Giants and 49ers that were just playing this week, if that was the game on Monday night, they probably would let it go because you know what? They don't care about either of those two teams. If someone gets hurt, they're not going anywhere anyway. But two teams that are possibly going to end up in the Super Bowl, the last thing you want is one of their top players going down for the season because they play on a crappy field.
Right.
They haven't had a game like this on a Monday night in a long time. They're looking for a big number Monday night, and they're not going to have it all be about how bad the field looks.
Well, I agree with that. I think it is a big game. I won't deny that that's a really good Monday night football game, so that's going to be fantastic.
They don't get it too often.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.